Zakt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Chale, Perik Beis, Mishnah Vav. Chemeshes Revoim Kemach, 5 quarter calves of Kemach, which is a calf and a quarter. In a calf, there are 4 quarter calves. So a calf and a quarter is 5 quarters. Chemeshes Revoim Kemach, 5 quarter calf of Kemach, that's the shear of flour. If you make a dough out of that, Chayavim Bechala, it's Mechuyav Bechala. Haim, included in these 5 quarter calves, are the flour itself, usa oiran, also yeast, that was added to the dough, in order for it to ferment stronger, to get it to rise quicker. Visuban u'mursanan, the suban and the mursan, we'll soon explain. It's all included. If you add up the actual flour, the sa'ar, the yeast, the suban and the mursanan, that equals 5 quarter kav, chayavin, then you're mechuyev to take chal. So what's suban and what's mursana? So we mentioned beforehand there's something called bran. It's like the husk. It's kind of a shell, but you could eat it. Suban is the thin one. Mursana is like a more coarse, a thicker one. Poor people will eat this kind of bread. It is edible. And memel, it's considered part of the dough, as well as the sar, as well as the yeast, because it's a normal ingredient that's added to the dough. Now, stamazai from yeast itself, you don't have to separate chal. Nobody eats yeast. And from the bran itself, you don't have to separate challah. But when it's mixed in with the flour, it counts to the shear. Zakta Mishnah, if nital mursanan mitoichan, if the bran was taken out of the 5 revam of flour, the chaz letoichan then put back in, harelu pitur. In other words, the bran that I have here is not something that was always there, but it was taken out and put back in. And I only have the shear with the bran that was put back in after it was taken out, that's not a shear. Then the isa will be potter and chala. Once you take it out, you don't combine it for the shear. Even poor people don't do that. No one adds the bran into the flour. But how do we get to the shear of chameshes revoim kemach? Where do we get these 5 quarter kaf from? So let me remind you something which we have discussed many times in Mishnayos. Good siman to remember. Please take out a pen and paper. If you have the paper from last time, you don't have to rewrite it. Although I like rewriting these things because it makes me remember it better. Take out a pen and paper. Now, the top line, please write as follows. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez. Askalov. What does Askalov mean? I don't know. Let's just write it anyway. Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Vez. Now, on the next line, between the Aleph and the Samach, write a Gimel. Between the Samach and the Kuf, write a Vav. Between the Kuf and the Lamed, write a Dalid. And between the Lamed and the Beis, write a Vav. Again, between the Aleph and the Samach, write a Gimel. Between the Samach and the Kuf, write a Vav. This on the line underneath it. Between the Kuf and the Lamed, write a Dalid. And between the Lamed and the Beis, write a Vav. What is this? It's a simon to remember the measurements. Top line, Askalov. Bottom line, Gudai. Top line. Aleph. Aleph is an Eifa. An Eifa is Gimel Sa. The Samach is Sa. So on the top, these are the names of the measurements. On the bottom, these are the numbers. An Eifa is 3 Sa. Now weiter. A Sa is 6 Kav. That's why between the Samach and the Kuf, there's a Vav. A Kav is 4 Loig. That's between the Kuf and the Lamed, you have a Dalet. And a Loig is 6 Bayim. Which is why you have the Vav between the Lamed and the Beis. So Askalov Gudai. An Eifa is 3 Sa, a Sa is 6 Kavim, a Kav is 4 Loig, a Loig is 6 Bayim. What does all this have to do with the Shear of Chala? The Torah says, Reishis Arisei Seichem Chala Terimu Truma. So the Torah tells us you have to take Chala from your dough. So what was your dough? The Torah is talking to the Yidden in the Midbar. The dough for the Yidden in the Midbar was needed from the man that fell from Shemayim. How much man fell for each person? The Pasuk says, an oimer lagolgailas. And the Pasuk also says, how much is an oimer? Zok the Pasuk, v'oimer asira se'efa hu. An oimer is a tenth of an efa. So the shear of chiyav chala is a tenth of an efa. How much is a tenth of an efa? Well, we just said an efa is 3 sa. And a sa is 6 kav. So in an Eifa, do the math, you have 18 Kavim, 3 times 6. How many Lug is that? Well, in a Kav, there's 4 Lug. So in 18 kavim, how many lug do you have? Well, if a kav is 4 lug, in 18 kavim, it's 4 times 18, 72. So an eifa is 72 lug. How much mon fell for each person? A tenth of an eifa. So let's talk lugin. How many lugin fell for each person? A tenth of 72. That's 7.2 lug. Just to give you a little bit of an idea, our shear for kiddush is a quarter of a lug, and that's anywhere between 3 and 5 ounces. So a tenth of an eifa is 7.2 lug. But this shear is based on what they had in the Midbar at the time of Matan Torah. When they came to Eretz Yisrael and they came to Yerushalayim, they added a sixth. What does it mean they added a sixth? It means six of whatever it is, according to the measurement of the Midbar, would be five, according to the measure that they had on Yerushalayim afterwards. According to that cheshbon, 7.2 lug that they had on the Midbar would be 6 lug in Yerushalayim. Later on, when the Nasi and the Bezdin moved to Tzipori, that was after Churban Bayis Sheni, they once again added to the measurements, they added another sixth. So now, whatever would be 6, according to the Yerushalayim Midah, would go into 5, according to the Tzipori's Midah. So 6 Yerushalmi Lugin would be 5 Tzipori Lugin. So the Shir Chala in the measurement of Tzipori would be 5 Lugin. 5 Lugin is equivalent to a Kav and a quarter. A Kav is 4 Lugin. So 5 Lug is a Kav plus a fourth. Sorry if that sounds a little complicated, but that's how the Batanur explains it. Can I make it simpler? The Torah says, Reishis Arisai Seichem, whatever your dough is, that's what you have to take challah from. What was their dough in the Midbar? It was their chelik of the man. How much man fell? An oimer, which is a tenth of an eifa. In the measurements of the Midbar, a tenth of an eifa would be 7.2 loig. Being that they made the measurements bigger, first in Yerushalayim, then later in Tzipori, so it comes out to a cheshbon of 5 loig, because each loig is more. A kav is 4 loig. So in 5 loig, you have 4 and a quarter kav. And that's the shear of challah. Now, if I can confuse you a little more, chas v'shalom, just joking. Remember we said a lug is 6 bayim? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, the shear of challah, chameshes revoy hakav kemach, 5 quarter kav of kemach, is the same shear as 43.2 bayim. Meaning to say, 43 and a fifth of an egg. Average eggs with their shells. But it could be that our eggs are only half the size of their eggs. That's what the Tzlach says in Masechtas Pesachim. That would mean 86 eggs? Okay, so how much is that in a language that I would understand? So the Paiskim say, if you're going to go with the Shita that our eggs are half the size of their eggs, it would come out to a little less than 5 pounds. That's if you want to mamash make a bracha. Without the chumrah of saying our eggs are half, it would be a little bit more than 2.5 pounds.